musicians who made all that great music that's enhanced your lives throughout the years. Real fucking high on drugs.
Greetings, my name is Misha Sandoval. I will be your host for this podcast, Tone Devs. Welcome to this episode. I hope that everyone is doing well, safe and sound. What's up? So as you can obviously tell, I am late. For anyone that does keep up with this, I usually... I want to release on Wednesdays, and it's become almost impossible for me to do so. But it is one of my biggest challenge yet. So if I'm able to do that moving forward, fucking swell. If not, I guess it'll come out whenever it comes out. But the goal is to still get it out every week. So I am here. You are here, I'm hoping. And if not, it's good. It's good. To get into the episode, I wanted to introduce the room. I have only these... Oh, no. Oh, what the fuck? To get into the episode, I wanted to introduce the room. I have Ariel, Diesel, and Alex. So at any point during the time I happen to bring them up, you will know exactly who I'm referring to. Wow, it's been a... Oh, nice. Also recording from Diesel's quote-unquote bathroom. And he's, I think, going to take neither shit or he's going to piss. I can't tell. Fuck, this sucks. So what's everyone been up to in this new year? Any new changes? Oh, wait. Oh, he's just fucking with me at this point. He went into his litter just to move... He went into the litter box just to move the litter around and literally stepped right back out. I mean, like, what other proof do you need that he's doing shit on purpose? Anyway, excuse me, I don't have the COVID, trust me. I was hanging out with Alex, and for anyone who doesn't know who Alex is, he's a pigeon. Oh my gosh. So here's the thing. Before I get into me telling you to trail lightly, if you're thinking any negative thoughts about a pigeon, number one, because I'm gonna take that shit really seriously. And then for two, I mean, there is no two. Just really refer back to one for number two. Okay? But, so I was petting him. And I'm wanting to upload this, but I'm also having so many second guesses on doing it because I just, he's so personal to me. So I don't want anyone to basically shit on him, no pun intended, because they basically shit all the time on anyone. Not personal. Anyway, segueing. But I wanted to upload a video, right? And I'm almost definitely not going to do it on Instagram because I've had my share of fucking people that have really got the best of me. And I honestly regret with every ounce of me. Oh, Diesel. I regret. He's like under the carpet right now. He's trying to make massive noise. I swear to you, he hardly does shit like this. Anyway, so... I think I'm going to take off the headphones because I'm getting distracted. And I can hear... Okay, Diesel. Anyway, so I almost don't want to do it on Instagram because I regret with a passion at the time when something was said about Alex in a negative way. I didn't respond the way I wanted to. I mean, I would have now. Obviously, at the time, I had every want in doing it, but I just didn't for whatever reason it was. I mean, either to not make an issue a bigger issue or because I don't fucking know, but the point is that I basically didn't stand up for him is what I'm saying. And I regret that. So I almost don't want to do it on Instagram just because of like people's mentality and ignorance or just different opinions of mine when it comes down to pigeons, but also because did anyone hear that? Probably not. So where am I going with this? All right. I'm relaxing. Diesel, ¿qué estás haciendo? Anyway, so again, I almost didn't want to do it on Instagram because of what I just said. So I figured my other safe spot is TikTok because I don't really have much people on there, right? Like that I talk to on a personal level. I mean, I'll talk to some, right? But it's not like, you know, I feel like this much insecurity about Instagram. Does that make sense? But if it doesn't, that's fucking cool. But anyway, long story short, I'm wanting to add as the background music, The Doors. Dude. Okay, so I'm wanting to add The Doors. Crystal Ship by The Doors. There we go. So I wanted to add Crystal Ship by The Doors to the video. And it was just basically saying that the song is a minute long, right? So I added the fucking song to the video. Just like I even trimmed down the video to a minute. And for whatever reason, once I upload it, it actually, you know, uploads. I rewatch the video that I just uploaded and it plays the song for about 50 seconds and then it just silences completely, which I'm like, what the fuck, right? Because I don't know. It said that it's a minute long, therefore I can use that minute, and all of a sudden it gets only 50 seconds of it and the song goes completely mute on me and I'm just like, what the fuck? So I really don't use TikTok like that unless I watch videos or troll on shit, but it's not like I'll use TikTok enough to post and all this shit, right? Hold on. I had to lock the fucking keyboard because Diesel like tends to have no respect for me and just walks all over it. And since I have since I have YouTube open, I was afraid that you would hear the fucking whatever go off and it's like fucking weird. Anyway, I don't know my password now. Fucking great. Thanks, Diesel. Thanks. And today, actually, segueing completely, I didn't bring the chair that I had with me last week, and it seemed to work because he was just sitting down next to me. And if I felt anxious, I would pet him. But now it's like he's doing everything in his power to make live a fucking challenge for me right now. So that's fucking cool. That's cool, Diesel. Yay! Diesel made me segue. Yay! Where was I? Segueing the whole fucking time on this. But that's what we do here. That's what we do. Where was I? All right. TikTok and Alex. So anyway, I try to go through the other ways. And then it basically says you can record, right? Meaning, fuck, I don't have to explain this shit to you. It basically allowed me to record and use my own recording for the video. So I figured, fuck, I'll just play the song and, you know, just fucking upload it that way. And it managed to do it. It saved on my phone that whole minute and it seemed to work just right. And I fucking post the video and it does the same shit where it just like after a few seconds, it just silences completely. And I'm like, dude. So I was back and forth with TikTok with this shit for about 10 to 20 minutes and I finally gave up and figured it was consuming so much of my time that I haven't even gotten an opportunity to record. But the reason why I'm sharing this shit because it just happened and I just want to say to TikTok, like, number one, fuck you, right? And two, why are you making this so complicated? And also for three, get your shit together, okay? Obviously, TikTok will never listen to this shit because what the fuck, right? But this is more of a figure of speech for myself to say it out loud and also remind myself of what I think of the fucking shit. So I think I'm so worried right now. So I'm all over the place, number one. And then two, I think I might have uploaded something onto an episode or just uploaded something to the fucking shit. And I don't know what I did and what I'm doing, period. So if for whatever fucking reason you get something uncut and I can't seem to find it, that's embarrassing. But also, it doesn't seem like I've uploaded anything. Starting off the right way. All right, Thursday. Oh my gosh. Oh no, today's what? Wednesday? Okay, no. I haven't uploaded anything. Good. So, fuck. Take that back. So, even if I upload anything, I don't have even fucking listeners anyway. So, anyway, I've been having Ariel for the past week, and it's been such a fucking amazing time with her. And I've been taking her to the park nearby, and it's been kind of a safe zone for me right now. And it's been honestly, it's just a fucking nice sight for now. It's not the best park out there, but it's something that I enjoy right now. It's just there's a shit ton of like weird activity there. But I ended up taking Ariel for lunch to the park. And then I see this Hispanic couple. And nothing wrong with it, but like I feel like there's so much sus activity. When there's so much weird activity in the daytime almost, and during random hours, like fucking 12. Oh, what the fuck? Ah, this fucking shit today. This one is a fucking challenging one, for sure. Anyway, so you see like a bunch of random stuff sometimes at random hours, and you're like, what the fuck? But. So I guess I did upload something on Spotify. It doesn't seem like it's any audio though. It's just the description of an episode, and I think that's from last week's episode. This one is going to be fucking great. Dude, do not attack me. Diesel literally, oh my gosh. He wrapped his arm around me, like giving me a warning, like, I'm going to attack you in a few seconds. And I was nearly prepared, but he didn't. Fuck. This episode is literally everywhere, so I hope you enjoy this one. But anyway, I'm not gonna worry about Spotify right now and what the fuck I uploaded until I get to it, because everything is just a clusterfuck right now. But we're moving on, right? Because that's what we do here. Or do Tina's awkward. But what was I saying? I was talking about the park and I saw this couple, right? They must have been maybe in their 40s. All right, I think before I'm actually bringing this up, I think I was talking about how random shit you find or you run into in the middle of the day. And it's things that you'll run into that maybe you shouldn't even see at that hour. You know, it should be at least in the afternoon or something, but this fucking early has me surprised. But now let me tell you my encounter. Basically we were walking and I saw this couple that might have been in their 40s, mid 40s, you know, somewhere in there. And you can just from afar already look at them and how they're making out with each other, and you're just kind of like a little uncomfortable, but it's okay. But it's not the kiss that bothers me at all because I can deal with watching people PDA. Don't think that I'm like, you know, fucking like I'm like no fucking PDA. I mean, I'm not throwing tomatoes at them or anything, but here's what I'm saying. This kiss literally belonged not only in the bedroom, but I'm pretty sure at least after fucking 6 p.m. for the very least to get a kiss like that. But still just in the bedroom. Like I'm talking about this kiss was so fucking intense. This guy was literally almost fucking her mouth with his tongue. And I know that's a little vulgar, but you just don't understand how intense this kiss was. It literally made me, not only my, like, me uncomfortable, but just basically everyone, right? So I'm like, obviously we're approaching, and this lady did not give a shit who was around. Like, I mean, the park was pretty empty, but it's a really reserved park is what I'm saying. She, like, straight up just went for his d-. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, that kiss belonged in the fucking bedroom. And up until, like, maybe approaching 5 feet from them, they decided to stop. And then Ariel went to go smell them, sniff them, which was even that much more uncomfortable. Because I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, what are you smelling over there? That's, like, awkward. And then the guy wanted to pet Ariel, and I'm just like, no, dude, get your filthy hands out of my fucking dog's face, please. I mean, I don't mind, right? I'm telling you, I don't mind PDA, but that shit was like, it's a weird flex. And I was talking about this earlier, and it kind of gave some cheating vibes from them. Inside, I was all, wait, that's not right. Inside, I was all, and I walked past them normally. Obviously, I said hello. They said hello to me back, which was very nice. And that was the end of it. But I'm telling you, it was so fucking uncomfortable. Just the kiss itself. Put it this way. If the kiss had a sound, it would sound like this. I would be like, it would just sound pretty bad is what I'm saying, you know? It was too much. Like, take that shit to the bedroom, right? Like, that was already a call for, like, hey, we're getting hot and heavy. But that was just, dude, it's 12 o'clock, right? Like, it's noon. It's not even fucking past 3 o'clock yet. And that's what you choose to have for fucking lunch? Dude, these people are wildin'. Is that how you say it? Wildin'. That's what the cool kids are saying, so I'm trying to keep up. But anyway, I'm still fucking upset about TikTok. I'm like looking at the video now, and it's so unfortunate that I can't upload this because TikTok is a fucking cunt and doesn't want to play my entire song. Jeez, Rick, what the fuck? Give me a second. I'm looking for the song here now because what the fuck? Anyway, yeah, but awkward fucking kiss. That was literally sex and candy. That's what it literally yelled at sex and candy. Have you guys even heard of this song, by the way? Please tell me you have. No? Come on. No? Nothing yet? Mercy Playground, Sex and Candy, which honestly, I'm just going to add the song in the description of the episode, but... And I think I'm going to name the fucking episode Sex and Candy. But I'm telling you, like, yeah, and actually passing by too, she just fucking reeked of perfume. So, I don't know. It was uncomfortable. I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking that I'm hating on love, and I'm all for it, you know? But I basically shit on everything, right? I'm comfortable with it. But here's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, if you're gonna do that, you're like, that was just intense, is all I'm saying. But no, if you guys haven't heard Sex and Candy, go check it out, is all. I smell sex and candy. Who's that knocking in my... And I forgot what it says. Anyway, fucking moving on. Should we go on that coffee break, though? Or, cool, let's go on that coffee break, cool. Anyway, I had a good week and I got to cook for my family and it was fun from the very beginning, getting to my family's to the very end, but I did happen to black out during the time and I'll explain to you in a little bit why. But I went to my family's anyway, and then I go into my grandmother's room. And she's obviously watching the news the whole time, right? Like every fucking day she watches the news is talking about how stressed she is. But literally the fucking news is, it's just honestly fucking like every, I it never fails. It never fails. Randomly, I can be at any place, any time of the year. And it's happened all the fucking time because as I think I've mentioned before, I don't watch the news. It's just too fucking intense for me. I don't think I can handle it. It's just like always one tragic story after another. But I'm sitting in her bedroom and the news is talking about how there was a woman that was accused by the police of killing her baby, putting the baby in a dumpster next to ICE custody. And like it's crazy, but let me let you listen to this shit because it seriously tripped me the fuck out.
If a parent decides to, under the Nevada Safe Haven law, you have up to 30 days old to drop off your baby with an employee at a nearby hospital, police station, or fire station like this one. This is Clark County Fire Station number 15 in Chinatown. And we also spoke with one local organization today who is working to help kids in our community and to make sure that they're safe. The thought of someone leaving a baby for dead is heavy on the minds of those working at Olive Crest near Rancho and Craig.
It's always horrible to hear something like this.
Police say a baby boy between 1 and 6 months old was found dead in this North Las Vegas dumpster. Jamal Moore is a coordinator at Olive Crest. His mission is to make sure kids are in a safe home and to facilitate that process.
We're providing daily routines, assisting with stress management behaviors, establishing communication with the family.
While police are still trying to figure out exactly what happened or who the child is, Moore says often these stories involve families experiencing crisis, homelessness, postpartum depression, or other mental health issues.
So Las Vegas is such a transient city where we may not have other family members that we can call on, our neighbors that we can call on and say, hey, I'm struggling.
Police are now urging folks to check on the younger members of their families to make sure they are doing okay.
All right, I can take more of this shit, but basically it happened here in Las Vegas. And but it's so fucking upsetting that someone would do some shit like this. And I've been so in my feelings lately. And I don't want to make this episode like really serious, nor do I want to make it fucking about me getting in my feels about this shit. But honestly, like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know one, what person would do some shit like this. And also, it's so sad to know that this baby literally died in a dumpster and they don't know how yet, but it's just like awful to hear. Like, it's so fucking raw and inhumane. It's just, it's so uncomfortable to even talk about, but I think I need to address this shit because it's fucking true. The system isn't more helpful with anyone or anything. Like, I think their resolution to everything is fucking feeding us and giving us entertainment, right? Like, I don't think the real issues are ever addressed, and it's so unsettling to my stomach that I'm just fucking pissed about this shit. But I guess I'm like putting this out there because I don't even fucking know. The thing is that it trips me out. It's so sad to hear. And I think the system needs to do better by people that actually like monitor people that actually, you know, look suspicious or you see at all that they could be a danger to themselves or to anyone. Like, why don't you take that shit more seriously? Because I do know for a fact that if you see someone, you always have a feeling of some sort of thing because that's your intuition, right? And I don't understand why often we just allow shit to happen or allow our feelings to really just not do us any favors in any fucking matter at this point, because I think that Here's what fucking, I think this is a rant. I think this is part of my fucking rant segment because I'm so hot right now. You have no idea. And this is such a hot button issue for me because while people want to say that, how can I explain it? Like, while people want to assume that it's always conspiracy when you talk shit about the government or the fucking system, it's not that. It's just that I don't think a lot of people are on the other side of the spectrum to understand what the fuck and, like, the level of severity that we suffer. That it's a lot of people out there that have real mental issues, such as them having schizophrenia. They don't have, I mean, they've been, I mean, like, the list can go on and on. And there's nothing wrong with having any of that. But what I'm getting at is that we don't have proper, how can I explain it? We don't have any proper guidance or we don't have any proper help ever. So our system is so fucking shot that shit like this happens and people can get away with it. And they don't even know anything at this point. So this is a rant for sure because I feel like, and the worst thing that people can also say is like, you hear something, right? No, I need to take a break. So I think that it's just bullshit. Our system is fucking bullshit. And I think that's all I have to say on the matter. But now changing conversation, but still on the same upsetting but also funny situation. Here, let me just tell you. But here's why I get so upset, okay? Now I'm just gonna, I've calmed myself. I know I said that I didn't want to talk about it, but this is why I get so fucking heated. So apparently, based on CNN, okay, this news is coming from CNN. It says two LAPD officers get fired for playing Pokemon Go and ignoring the robbery call. You see what I'm talking about? Do you see what the fuck I'm talking about? So let me read it again, just in case I, one, am too baked to fucking read this shit, or if you don't understand it, okay? So I'm reading, two LAPD officers fired for playing Pokemon Go and ignoring a robbery call. Did you hear me now? So this is why I get so irritable with the whole situation because that alone is so triggering. But let me read the article because I haven't even gotten into this fully. But honestly, I did want to talk about this. Hold on, I'm reading it. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Insane. Okay, so apparently the cops ignored a 911 call. A robbery was taking place at the Macy's at some plaza in downtown LA. What the fuck? Let me see. Hold on. Oh my gosh. What the fuck? Oh, this is so annoying. Here's where it gets you, okay? It gets me in the hook. It says, a call came in as he was heading to a homicide scene. And then it says, from where he was located, I could not see the Macy's or the other police officer that was tucked away in the alley. What the fuck? Inside of the... This motherfucker, they were just in an alley parked playing Pokemon Go. And apparently they didn't respond to a robbery call, which again, fucking yay, another article doesn't give you information. Yay. Come on, if you don't know where that's from, what the fuck? But these articles never tell you the end result to the fucking story. Like, I don't know whether they... Okay, I know that they fired the officers, but was anyone hurt while there was the robbery going on? Because it says here in the article that Macy's was being robbed by multiple people, but they didn't say anything else about the robbery. Just the fucking main fact is that they didn't answer the call to a robbery at Macy's and they got fired for playing Pokemon Go because they ignored that call. So fucking yay. Can't provide you with more information outside of that. And you can't fucking really hate on me for that shit, okay? Because I do the best that I can to read these fucking bullshit articles. And either one, I'm thinking that they should be more informative of the other people involved that they always fucking talk about as a third party, but never get backed. Ha! Fucking articles, man. Anyway, removing myself from those two conversations, I think I'm going to include that shit into my rant, but... I was talking to you about how I was at my family's and I was cooking for them. And it's been the first time in probably ever that I've, well, maybe ever, but I'm pretty sure I have cooked for them a lot more before. Not now, but anyway, I cooked for my entire family and this shit took me about 2 hours, I think, to cook. And the entire time I was just drinking wine with them. And I was just having a good time, and it got to the point where I remember vividly sautéing some fries. And from that point on, I don't remember shit, right? So I wake up in the morning the following day with my car not being with me and also going into the bathroom and not only not recognizing me, but my eyes were so fucking swollen. Like, I guess I had cried I had cried so fucking much that it's fucking, it was just that obvious on my face. And I end up not going to work the following day, which worked out wonderfully in my favor. And I got to hang out with my family again and make up for that. But to tell you this, I didn't even cook. I mean, I didn't even eat the food that I cooked. But I was happy that they ate it. I mean, fuck. I can't even explain to you at the moment how much I hated any sort of drink. I just haven't got that way in a long time. But to tell you this without, well, this is sharing too much, but I was throwing up the entire night. And there was like literally nothing for me to throw up. It was just pure acid and it was so fucking yellow. I felt so weak, dehydrated, filthy as fuck because I just didn't feel well. You just feel like such a big piece of shit when you're drunk, and the worst thing is where your body is like almost everywhere and you can't even bring yourself to a shower. Like, I don't know if everyone, and I'm not even, this isn't my proudest hour, by the way, but I was happy to like be with my family. It's not like I was out there at a fucking bar, which no hate on that shit because it happens, but like, I just haven't been out in such a long time. And I think I was like happy about cooking for them. And that shit got me too excited. So I guess what I'm saying is like, what the fuck? I couldn't handle my liquor. And that's so unfortunate because I made a complete ass out of myself. But apparently I flushed out a bunch of emotions where today I feel still all over the place. But I don't feel too blue. Does that make sense? Yeah. But I don't know how long I've recorded for, so I think I'm gonna make this one a little short because I definitely do want to get it out by tomorrow. So it's been, yeah, so I think I'm gonna cut this one short, but I do want to talk about this. If anyone follows me, right, on this, I greatly appreciated, you know what, should I talk about it now? Fuck no. I'll do it for next week. I want to end this one short. Hold on, before I do let you go though, let me just finish what I was going to say. I do appreciate you oh, you fucking bitch. I do appreciate you listening, but I'm not going yet, okay? I need to talk to you about about the X-Files really fast. So hold on. I need to write this on my notes actually right now. Right fucking now. So remember I was talking about how like the system really doesn't give a shit about us and then we're so like left alone here. And there is this, damn, can you hear the fucking sound of everything here? Hold on. And businessman has left us all choking. Remember I was talking about all that? But, so I'll get into that. Reason why I bring that shit up, but I'll get into that in a bit. Actually, hold on, I'm putting my shit down. Everything will make sense when once it makes sense. But what I'm saying is, I've been still religiously watching the X-Files, and I'm so torn between a lot of shit, and I don't think anyone's gonna watch it, because honestly, like, I just don't really think you're gonna watch it, so I'm gonna just talk about it, okay? So I'm at these episodes where I don't have it in front of me, but fucking who cares? I've been on these episodes where Mulder is acting kind of like a dick to Scully, and I still don't get why they're... The show is, like, right now creating tension between Mulder and Scully. And if no one remembers, and if you're new here, the X-Files, it's basically FBI agents that, you know, go after paranormal activity shit or any, weird phenomenon that goes on. Anyway, fucking do your own research. But what I'm saying is, I got to an episode yesterday where it was somehow the black market was, it was like a black market sort of thing, but there was this man that was taking advantage of his own people, right? Like his own race. And it was so fucking sad because the storyline to this one was that this man that was taking advantage of these people was a doctor, a certified doctor, get? Like an actual doctor. And the whole thing was he had these men go to his underground gambling fucking area to just bet on. You can, like, give you the idea that you can possibly win more than $1 million. But if you happen to lose, you have to give up a heart or a lung or a rib or a cage, you know, rib cage. You have to give something up. Anyway, it left me thinking so much on how we fuck each other over. And yeah, like for real, that shit needs to stop because ultimately, you know, I'm not even going to get into that shit right now because I really have so much to say on that. But if you haven't checked out The X-Files, literally it's telling you everything that you need to know now. And I was talking to someone about this episode as well. And they brought up like, hey, that's a lot like Squid Game. And put it that way because I can never explain shit to you. I'm taking that. Fucking, I was like, you're absolutely right. Like, I didn't even think about that. Like, that's exactly the storyline, Squid Game. If anyone has run down the whole show, then you would understand the storyline there. And that's exactly what this episode was about. But this time they would just, like, have to give up something. Like, and then to find out that the whole game was rigged at the end of the episode. And the shit that the guy says that was responsible for all this fucking over his own people, he was so careless and basically said that he sold them hope. That man without hope would be basically nothing, and that's like that's the real hell, living with no hope. So I guess I went like all around the fucking map to basically say that, but I found myself in saying that he said that men without hope, like, that's the actual hell that you live in, right? Because he had created such a hell for them. And you got to see how the people in the game were so fucking in a position in their life where they would never want to be. They were in a place of desperation, and that's where we're at right now, almost. Luckily for most and some, I hope, and I always hope for the best for you. Trust me when I tell you this. Even though I don't know you, but, like, you know, that's like me, or I'm like, like the fucking people at the park. No, like, all jokes aside, like, I'm always hoping for the best for anyone, right? But I'm saying, like, don't lose your hope in what you're doing. Just fucking do it. And I think believe it or not, fucking The X-Files is really teaching me a lot. But what I'm saying at this point, it's like, The X-Files is raising me. Kidding, but so stupid. But what I'm saying, it's true in a way. Like, that's the real hell, I guess, is that if we don't have anything to look forward to, then what's the point, right? And I think that a lot of people find themselves doing that. And I'm just saying, like, don't have that mentality anymore, you know? Just, like, keep trucking until it fucking makes sense. Because eventually it will. And even for me now, I could tell you this. I couldn't tell you this right now that I'm telling you. I couldn't tell you then what I'm telling you right now, that nothing right now in my life even makes sense. But I'm starting to have a better understanding, I think, of that whole term. I mean, that whole thing that I just explained, that just keep doing it until it eventually makes sense, because everything that we're going through right now, I feel, is adjusting us and making us the person we're going to become in a week or in a year, right? Like, I don't know. But, you know, I swear to you, the X-Files is, it's blowing my fucking mind. And I don't say that about a lot of shit. This is, I mean, like, like, here's the thing. I know I've talked about VHS is a lot of my shit, you know, like the lost tape, the genre that's okay, anything scary, I'm all for it, like, trust me. But this is science fiction, so it fits in my bundle, in my bubble right there. And it's, I don't know, I'm just, I'm so hooked on this show. But it, like I said, again, if you have nothing better to watch right now, I've been binging hard. I mean, it's the pandemic. Usually, I don't binge on anything and I hardly watch TV. Like, I'm telling you this, and I know I'm contradicting myself at, like, so fucking much with saying before that I don't watch TV, but I fucking literally didn't. Like, back in the day when I was much younger, I would, like, movies was my shit. But probably from that point, I didn't watch TV for a good 5 to 7 years, I want to say. Like, I had no care in the world to watch TV. I just didn't give a shit about it. I mean, sure, I would watch it here and there, but it was not what it is right now. And I'm like, building up that tolerance of, like, enjoying watching TV. And that's all because of the X-Files right now. And I've been binging on other shit, but anyway. Anyway, I'm just saying, fuck the X-Files. It's chef's kiss. It's chef's kiss. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'm sending you all caffeine to your bloodstreams. Take good care. Stay hypervigilant out there. And honestly, check in with your loved ones, okay? Don't be a fucking shithead. And what else? I think that's it, right? Did I cover everything? I'll leave the songs on the description of the episode. So if you have nothing to listen to, check those out. But if not, cool, man. Keep your fucking music to yourself. I don't care. I'm just kidding. I do care. But I also don't. But I also do. But I also want you to care that I do or don't. But anyway, sending you all caffeine to your bloodstreams, okay? Virtual pass. Bye!